It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum, November 27th and 28th. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's the way successful progressive farmers try to improve their bottom lines. Precision agriculture and making the most out of the data that comes off those fields. And that's what the Farm Progress Tech Forum later this month is all about, trying to help you producers save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The editors of Corn Soybean Digest and Farm Futures have designed this seminar to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions on your farm. FarmProgressTechForum.com is the website to check out. They'll have all of the information there on the program, and you can register there. The event is November 27th and 28th, Iowa City, Iowa. And the website is FarmProgressTechForum.com. If you have business at the post office, you'll have to hold it till tomorrow. Now, your bank could be a different story. Because of the official Veterans Day holiday today, you might want to call first before you head to town. From This Week in Agribusiness, those bags that some farmers are using for grain storage are noticeably more abundant now out over the countryside. From the air last week, as pilot Chad Colby took me from Kansas City to the Quad Cities, those long white bags, each about 300 feet long, each holding about 14,000 bushels of corn, were quite obvious from 2,500 feet over Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. With these abundant crops that many have harvested, the bags are providing a short-term storage option. In a private plane over central Iowa last Friday afternoon, the 49-year-old pilot had a heart attack. The student pilot then tried unsuccessfully to land the aircraft at a cow pasture. The plane hit too hard and broke apart. All four on board died. It happened just south of Guthrie Center, Iowa, about 40 miles west of Des Moines. The pilot and passengers were going hunting near Osceola, about 90 miles away. A Tennessee Titans football fan is in critical condition after falling from the stands yesterday during the team's home game with the Patriots. The fan was apparently reaching for one of the free T-shirts being thrown into the stands by the cheerleaders. Hey, by the way, if you're a veteran who forgot yesterday to take advantage of some of those free meal deals at restaurants, you get another chance today on this official Veterans Day holiday. Places as diverse as Fridays, Red Lobster, Granite City, the Pilot Flying J chain, may have something to take advantage of to thank you for your service. If you go out to eat, just ask. I finally got around to getting my flu shot Friday. We are reminded each year of how many misunderstandings there are about flu shots. Some people say flu shots are not effective. Well, the fact is, while the vaccine's effectiveness depends on multiple factors, including the amount of time between vaccination and exposure, as well as your age and your health status, the Centers for Disease Control reports that flu vaccines reduce the risk of contracting and spreading the disease by up to 60%. Get one. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.